Dear Dr. Kenner, my problem has arisen since September 11th. I work with a large group of very anti-American people. They constantly deride the United States as an arrogant, meddling country. One person even went so far as to say that the United States deserved the September 11th attack. Look at other countries, he said. They don't get attacked. The United States has done something wrong to deserve this. It's not easy for me to walk away from these people. My job requires a lot of interaction with them. These comments literally make me sick. September 11th was horrible. The lack of sympathy for the victims and the degree of hatred for good people in a great country makes me feel even worse. My disgust is causing me a lot of anxiety, and it interferes with my sleep. When I try to dispute what they're saying, I end up feeling more frustrated, or I get angry. Maybe there's nothing I can do. Maybe we live in a disgusting world. It's hard for me to keep the positive sense of life, which I largely, but not totally, had before September 11th. Can you help? Sincerely, disgusted, and frustrated. You've got two different problems that you're managing. The first problem is that you want to maintain your own optimism. And that is primary. That's ultimate. There are always times in all of our lives when we come up across people who are mean to us, who steal from us, who betray us or backstab us. And it's in those moments when we most need to be able to recapture what we have, the knowledge that there are much better people in the world, and to maintain that context. Now, that's a lot harder for you. That's a lot harder because you've got real terrorists that attacked, and you're immersed, as if you're living in a terrorist country. You're immersed in a situation where the people at work are just saying that the United States really is awful. Now, the first problem then is maintaining your own optimism. What you want to do is try to do some thought experiments. Go back to what before September 11th. Think of what your life was like then. What fueled your enthusiasm? What fueled your excitement, especially about people? Because it's your ideas about people that have drastically changed. If you think that people are basically good, and you get some real bad apples, and sometimes you get a whole bunch of them, like where you're working, then if you can see that most people are basically good and recapture that sense and show yourself facts and reality that lead to that, you can hold on to that sense. If you feel that people are no good at all, and that's why you're disgusted, because everywhere you look, it forward in your life, you just see people who don't grasp the greatness of America or the greatness of people who are very productive, vibrant, and enjoying their lives, then you really do want to get yourself some help for that. You're challenging your idea about other people. The second problem that you're dealing with is how to communicate with these people. If you are stuck in a job that requires a lot of interaction with people who make you feel sick, you lose sleep over it, they're nauseating, then either try to delimit any conversation on this topic. You haven't reached them yet. You probably won't. And just imagine, this is the argument that I hear that they're giving you. Listen, this woman was raped. You don't see the other woman around here getting raped, so she must have deserved it. Now, that's an awful argument. If you heard someone say that, you would dismiss the person and just say, I don't like these people. Now, I could give you skills on how to work with these people to try to ask for details. If they say that the United States is awful, we deserve to get attacked, if you keep an argument on that level, nobody wins and the facts don't come out. If you say, can you give me a few examples of where you think the United States is that bad? Ask for their personal experiences, because they may have some firepower behind it where they felt hurt or injured. And they may feel like, yeah, well, that means all of the United States is bad. But then the question comes up, why are they working here? You know, if they admire other countries, why don't they go to other countries and live there? So my suggestion is, as I said, you have two different problems. The first one is to maintain your optimism. And what you want to do there is remind yourself of every good person you ever knew. Sit down with a pad and a pencil or a pen and just jot down the people that you know would never betray you, who come at the world the same way you come at the world. You need that hard evidence to be able to go into work every day. The second problem you have is dealing with these coworkers. The first thing I'd advise is just to back off. Don't engage in this conversation with them, because then you're dousing yourself with this crap every single day. Another question is, consider possibly leaving the job. If it's a chronic situation that you can't change, a job change may be a very good solution. And finally, if these people are really bad, if you are working with baggage checkers or security guards in an airport, if that's where you're working and they're saying that the United States deserved to be attacked, do not hesitate. Pick up the phone and call the FBI. Turn them in, because you won't feel as frightened. You'll feel like you're doing something that's helping you out. So I wish you a lot of success with this, and I hope you're able to someday email me again and say that you're recapturing your enthusiasm in life.